Hello, this is Soul Odyssey Radio, and I'm your host, Deborah Herman. And each week we talk about subjects of spiritual development, the progress of your soul, and what I call Soul Odyssey. And it's a process where instead of just creating your intention and thinking about how you would like your life to progress, you can make actual, tangible progress by learning that these lessons are part of your day-to-day life. So it's a process. It's part of your life's journey, which is, as you know, an odyssey is a journey with tribulation. So those of you who are consciously on a spiritual path, many of you are now, the term is called mostly called light workers, earth angels. You know you're here for a reason. Well, you also know that your life very likely has not been an easy one. And so if you're wondering why that is, then that's why we're here, to talk about Soul Odyssey and how you can make those changes, not to make your life an easy life, but to put aside now many of the challenges so that you can be free to do your work without having to constantly climb the rocks to the top. Many of you already know that you, many of you realize I've done that, I've learned that, and you want to kind of get out of that, you know, kindergarten phase, move up through, you know, elementary school, through high school. Now you want to be in college, then you want to graduate. And you want to just be focused on what you can do during this time of great change to make this a world of positive energy, positive change. I don't subscribe. I subscribe to the view that there are great earth changes going on and a shift in consciousness. I am not a subscriber in the sense that, you know, things are going to end, they're going to, you know, we're going to all be underground. I mean, if that happens, great. I mean, not great. If it happens, I'll be knocking on people's doors saying, yeah, you were right, you were right. But for me, as a spiritual teacher, I only focus on what I know is my mission. And that is to help everyone to progress and to maintain a sense of optimism that the changes that are coming up for us are good ones, and that we are filled with blessings every day, and to perhaps help you all learn how to access those things and how to access your direct relationship with the divine, which is always there. You may just not know how to get there or to speak to your higher self or to your guides or to God. And you may think that you're not worthy of the help, or you may just be stuck in confusion. And this, what we are trying to do is to help you learn how to ease your way out of confusion, because living in the physical world is the bigger challenge than understanding spirituality, because spirituality makes sense. The laws of the universe make sense, but what doesn't make sense is the conflict, the negativity, the cruelty, the poverty, the politics, you know, all of those things. They just don't make sense. And people like us are even more sensitive to it. And it can greatly affect our just whether or not we want to leave our homes in the morning, and how we view, you know, the world around us. So this is a live call-in show, and I didn't set a regular topic this week. Every week we've had a very set topic. Like one week we did addiction as a spiritual journey, and then we did animal communication. We did ghosts and spirits last week, and how it relates to the spiritual path. So we've had all kinds of very specific topics, but I wanted to leave it pretty much open this week, and I invite you to call in. I know that we have regular listeners. I know you're out there. I know that you're shy, but I want this to be your show also. And many of you are healers and practitioners, and I want you to be able to introduce yourself to members of this audience and to talk about your perspective of what's happening over the next several years and offer some of your suggestions of how people can navigate the water, so to speak. And so the number here to call in at any time during the show, we're not going to wait till the end, is 888-815-9756. That's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, and I await your call. So this week, as I said, we're talking about many topics relevant to our spiritual path. I teach what's called lessons. Those are the underlings of Soul Odyssey. And they, just knocked down. Tried to shut my curtain and just knocked it down. I guess I'm open to the world tonight. That's what happens on live radio, is all kinds of things can happen. So anyway, the lessons are courage, tolerance, self-protection, self-love, ego, love of humanity, and God love. And later on in the show, I've pulled out cards from a deck that I've created. It's the Soul Odyssey deck. Go figure. And it's based on channeled drawings. I have not yet made the deck available commercially, though it's in process. It's channeled drawings that are matched up to different words and messages. And I hear numbers, and the numbers then direct me to a card that is not, so it's not of my choice. It comes through spirit, and it gives us, it tells a story and a picture. I'm learning myself some of the nuances of working with the deck, because I just had this feeling to pull out these cards for the listening audience. So I don't know if it's for a specific person or if it's just messages for all of us relating to the challenges of the next several years. So that'll come up later. The deck, which I'm very proud of, actually stemmed from some work that I did at a residential school for abused and troubled teens. And it's a very funny story, really, because, you know, God puts you where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. And I was invited by a friend to go to this solstice gathering for these girls. They performed drumming, and they did all kinds of really awesome things at this celebration. And if you're out there, Fidel, my friend Fidel Moreno, who's very active in the Native American community in my area, in the Berkshires, he invited me to go. And the woman who was the principal of the school at the time, when she found out that I'm a writer, she said, "Oh, I need someone to teach an elective at my school. So you can start in January." So I said, "Oh, that's great." And I was all set. If any of you have seen the movie Freedom Writers, look at the first, if you haven't watched it, see the first couple of scenes when poor naive Hillary Swank goes in to her classes in the inner city, and she's trying to, you know, get them on this really exciting curriculum, and they basically like cut her in half and, you know, diss her and haze her. Of course, that's what happened to me. And it's just amazing to see, because these kids have been through everything. One of my students went through like 15 foster placements, and she was only, you know, 18. It's just unfathomable. And so they're not easily fooled, and they, you know, they want to make sure that you're trustworthy, and even then, you know, they've always got one eye open behind their backs. And, you know, I was learning a great deal about an entirely different culture within themselves. You know, for example, if you say the wrong thing to the wrong person, it could become like a battle, you know, literally. And these were girls, and they were just as rough, if not more, than boys would be. And so there I was in this classroom trying to keep these kids occupied, and one in particular had the attention span of a gerbil, and I just couldn't do anything. Now, the good news is that I have some friends in the rap industry, and I you know, was able to name drop a little bit, and I knew some things that they just didn't expect a, you know, middle-aged white woman to know, because I just look really uncool. But I've, you know, as a writer, I was doing some books with some rappers from the 80s, and so, you know, I mean, I really wanted cool points with my kids. That's why, one of the reasons I did it. But it did help. But the deck stemmed from these girls, because by the time, because I wound up being stuck at this school, again, God puts you where you need to be. The teacher, their regular teacher, quit. And so all of a sudden I became certified as a substitute teacher, not even knowing, I mean, I'd never been with this type of thing. And so toward the end of the day, I would just pull out my angel cards. And I love the Doreen Virtue angel cards. And these kids, the most hardened kids, would just eat it up. They loved it, because it offered them a change in their thinking. Instead of feeling hopeless and like throwaways, the messages were positive, and even if they, you know, one, as soon as one said, yeah, I really want to hear this, all of the rest, you know, of course, said, yeah, me too, me too. And so I wanted them to do a project, and they had been learning this process called DBT, which is dialectical behavior therapy, and they were learning how to manage their feelings. And this is something that we all need to do, because when we have feelings and emotions, we get caught up with them and we're reactive. Now, these students, they would, you know, we could be having a class and all of a sudden they're having flashbacks, or they're having, you know, trauma in their minds or feelings they can't handle, and they'll just run out of the classroom, literally. And, you know, so they were being taught this wonderful process of being able to stop and think and reframe. And so that was one of the, that was the genesis of the deck. And so they came up, we came up with a bunch of words, feeling words, thoughts, and et cetera. And then I tried to get them to focus long enough to draw things and color the other side of the card. You know how cards always have pretty designs. So instead, I figured out, that I knew, I didn't know I knew how to do this, but I figured out I knew how to do automatic drawing. And so the words would relate to the feelings, would relate to the pencil, which would then basically guide my hand and create the drawings. I have one sample on my website, which is soul-odyssey.com, and you could see, you know, one copy of how it looks, but you know, I just started doing that and doing that, and so I created a prototype deck. So then it took on its own life, and eventually I created, you know, the drawings and, you know, for the existing deck, and realized that in a way it becomes a tool for all of us when we get into these feelings, or when we feel disconnected, to speak to our higher selves and reframe And that's what learning the seven lessons will do for you as well. Because you stop, you think about where does this fit in, and you try to create what in dialectical behavior therapy is called wise mind, so that you connect with your higher self, you don't become reactive, you don't become hopeless, you draw upon your faith and your knowledge and your sense of self and your sense of your higher self, so that you can then be able to move through it and move ahead, because the reason you're here is to grow and to ultimately reunite when it is your time to move to the next level, for you to reunite with the divine spark, or to raise the energy here so that we all are operating at a level of divine essence, so that this world here becomes a place of safety, of sanity, of love. And, you know, I love the internet because so many light workers, earth angels, well-meaning citizens of the universe, you know, we're all finding each other. And I do want to add to those of you who are my Facebook friends that I'm starting, I can't believe it, but it's like it reaches this, you know, this critical mass. And I'm starting to reach a new level with my Facebook friends, and so, you know, I draw your attention to my fan page so that we can continue to find each other and to these issues and to share ideas so that we can help each other grow and survive. And one of the worst things that existed during the last 20 years is the sense of disconnection, that we're alone in our thoughts, and we're alone in our, you know, in our experiences, and that's just not true. There are so many of us with so many amazing things to contribute to each other. And, yeah, there's pettiness. I find all the time that people become insecure about their own abilities, and so they actually become competitive, particularly if you are approaching your healing work. And there's certainly every reason to do this, because if you're able to receive a financial exchange in doing your healing work, then it keeps you from having to work at a drudgery day job, which keeps you from doing your healing work. But what happens is that people think that there is this limited amount of resources, and so instead of welcoming each other, they begin to be competitive with each other. So, you know, we have a lot to learn, too, as individual healers and light workers. So, but we can talk about that together. But that's why we need to be connecting on different websites, on Facebook pages. Certainly, I hope that my fan page, which is Deborah Herman Psychic Soul Odyssey, something like that, you could easily find it. You know, I want people to be able to leave information and their points of view so that they can connect with each other. So far you guys are quiet out there. I'm sure some of you have things you want to say and add. 888-815-9756. I'd be very happy to talk to you about your animals if you're having animal communication issues. I got to see my lovely horse, Tonk the Mystic Wonder Horse, today. The weather here finally is very, very wonderful. And when I brushed him, I think I took off half a horse, because they're all shedding, because they're happy and welcoming spring. And I put him in his stall for like a minute, and he kept, you know, pawing at the ground to get back out, because they're all so happy to be out in nature and to be with the air and the smells and the grass, things that we as people need to do so much more of. We really need to be getting out and you know, I am not, I don't tend to be an energetic person. I'm trying to force myself, you know, and I could use art, and I'm also very satisfied to be reading books and, you know, being on the computer and just staring off into space. Of course, I'm writing right now and doing my artwork. So, you know, I'm sure like many of you, I mean, the last thing we want to do is go exercise. But it is an important thing. I'm going to try. So, you know, I would certainly appreciate your encouragement. Any of you who are feeling the same way, we can support each other. And, you know, let's all get on it. Let's all walk out in nature, do a little bit of walking, do some UGG exercise, you know, start working our instruments more, because, I did a lot of research, and people who have incarnated at this time to be earth angels, no matter what your realm, and those of you who understand realms, you know what I'm talking about, we tend to have problems with overdoing certain things, especially food, which I didn't realize, and it certainly, you know, it certainly made me feel happy and then bummed at the same time, because it's like, oh no. And for us, we have to work even harder, you know, and I'd love to hear from some of you if you have the same issues, you know, around food and weight and all of that. But part of it has to do with shielding, because we need to learn to shield so much from the energies around us that sometimes if we're not shielding and cleansing enough, our subconscious minds and our higher self, we inadvertently create a shield through our bodies. And so that's why some of us, you know, tend to put on weight. So, and the only way we get, and then we don't feel like doing anything, and we're operating with all of this energy. And I so much prefer, you know, my ethereal experiences, but it's important for us to, you know, eat right and exercise and shield. You know, I mean, we're still all beautiful, but we will live healthier lives and longer lives if we're able to connect this in our minds, and, you know, the mind, body, and spirit are all connected, as you know. And so, a lot of us are struggling against our bodies, because our bodies, either we're born this way or, you know, we have mental imbalance. You know, a lot of us have, you know, chemical imbalances, and a lot of us have some physical ailments that are not life-threatening, but they're just a pain in the neck, maybe literally. And that's because we're so balanced toward our energy work and our etheric sense and our, you know, ability to read and intuit things and to be on the spiritual path. You know, I mean, of course, I'm sure like many of you, I can't wear a watch. You know, electronics go crazy around me. Our frequency level is higher. That's why some of us can see into the other dimensions. But we live in this dimension, and so I'm discovering through my own guidance that it's really important that we, you know, start taking better care of our bodies. Now, I know there are all of you out there who do yoga and all these wonderful things, and, you know, hey, good for you. No, I'm just kidding. I admire what you do. That hasn't been a path that I've taken. So for those of you who are a little bit more like me, you know, we got to start slowly. And we have to be consistent, which is also another issue for us. We don't put ourselves first. a lot of times because we are here to serve, and we want to serve God, we want to serve humanity, but we have to remember that our soul needs to be strong in order for us to be the best messengers that we can be. So we're now closing at the half of the hour, and the call-in number is 888-815-9756. I certainly always have things to talk about. I left things a little loose tonight because I just didn't feel that there was a particular topic that Spirit wanted me to cover. But to kind of get to know you and share some of the things I've learned recently in particular, I've been doing a lot of reading, book reading. I went to my favorite bookstore in Columbus, Ohio. Any of you who go near Columbus, Ohio, you must go to Phoenix Books. It's the bookstore where I began my spiritual search. They used to be, you know, in their home off this windy road, you know, and I went there and was introduced to my first books pretty much by guidance, or, you know, them falling on my head or things like that. As you know, that's one way that we're taught our spiritual lessons, you know, as we get... there was a period of time when I read a great deal when I was starting out, and then you go through a period of time where you don't read and you just experience. And now I feel like I'm reuniting with old friends. And Phoenix Books is in the north part of High Street in Columbus, Ohio, and it's still as amazing as it's ever been. It has books you can't find anywhere else. And the owner of the store, Bob, is so knowledgeable of so many things. I know that I can ask him a question about almost any author, and he will know the quality of the work, you know, whether, and he also knows whether it's something that you as a reader would, can relate to. He can pretty much sense a connection. So that was, and, I love combing old bookstores to find interesting, books from past teachers, many of whom have transitioned, but they have shared the same information that we're now but now we're living in a time where we're all catching up to ourselves. It is time. Back when I was starting to do the readings or reading books and then doing my healing work, I just had a good laugh with my sister. People thought I was the lovable kook because nobody was really doing this work. We weren't out. We weren't telling people, yes, I just gave up my law practice and I'm doing, you know, healing work for people and I'm a spiritual teacher. No, it was all, you know, very word of mouth, small groups. And then my sister later, I'll have her on the show sometime because she's, you know, she's just really funny and awesome and very talented. She's in Columbus, Ohio. My sister, Brenda Frazier, she was like, you know, the corporate person, and my parents could look at her and say, yeah, she's just like, you know, real organized and mainstream, and now she's a medium. And, you know, I feel like smacking her one because I took all the heat, and now, you know, but I don't mind because we had to pave the way, and now things are easier, but they're not easy. People are still looking at all of this knowledge as being paranormal or, you know, off the, a little off, weird, etc. But there are so many of us, and we have to find each other, and we have to be able to have conversations that include words like, you know, spiritual path, spirits, spirit guides, angels. You know, we gotta be able to talk our language. That's why I hope that, you know, again, I don't mind talking. I hope you find my show. I know I have an audience. I know. I see the numbers. I see, you know, I'm communing with you all. I feel your vibration. But I do hope that some of you will start calling in, because I want you to be part of the discussion and for you to find each other through this show and to share your gifts. This is a time. I'm very open to having people share their knowledge and share their thoughts. And certainly during this hour, I'm just open to spirit. And any questions you have, I can ask, and I can help guide your path. That's what I do. I'm a guide. Sometimes I may not tell you what you want to hear, but I don't tell you anything bad. I tell you only from the greatest level of love, from your higher self and from the divine essence, what it is that you need to hear in order to move ahead and in order to find your mission and to stay on your path. Those of you who want to speak to me on a private level, I'm a member of the Association of American Psychics. You can find me on their website, or you can go to my website, which is soul-odyssey.com, or find me on Facebook, because I am reaching out to you. This is my service. This is my job that the universe has given me, is to help you to connect with these lessons and ways that you can have tools every day of your life to make your life better and to make the changes that you feel that you need to make. 888-815-9756. I'm going to pull the first card. I'm going to turn it over. It's the Soul Odyssey card, and I think this may be a message for all of us in the audience, and I'm not sure what it is, but aha! It says envy. I wish I could show you what this looks like. Eventually, I'm going to do a live feed. You'll get to see my smiling face for those of you who have that access. But this card is called the envy card, and I think it's because I know it's because I need to talk to those of you out there who are practitioners about this issue. I met a few practitioners when I was in Columbus who are very gifted and talented, but they don't realize that we need to be supporting each other. And if you're operating, even if you may think you're not, if you are looking at what the other person is doing and feeling a sense of competitiveness and a sense that, well, they can do it better, therefore, you become envious. You buy into that sense that they're doing it better. Therefore, I have nothing left to do. I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. And then you don't do your work. That's one of the ways that envy can cripple us as healers. And another thing is you just don't open up your heart and soul to the other energies around you, and you're blocking the divine energy from fully working through you. Because you need to be an open vessel and operating only from love and from the appreciation that God has given you, a task and a mission and a message. But we're all human beings. And, you know, when I was first starting out, I used to look at people who had books published and say, oh, well, I can't do that. And, you know, 10 books later, I still face my own, you know, insecurities about things, because I'm a human being. I'm a spiritual being in a human body. And when I'm doing my work, when I'm tuned in, when I'm talking to you all, and I'm doing healing work, I am centered. I am feeling God. But when I am just myself, and I look at the world, and I look at little old me, and I say, you know, I can't do this. That is when you have to stop and reframe and understand that that's a form of ego lesson. So watch out for the green-eyed monster. Do not measure your insides by someone else's outsides. I think that's an AA term, where you look at someone and you feel they got it all together and I just don't. My house is a mess. I can't find a way to keep my kids happy and sane. I don't have the energy. I'm fat. I'm this. You know, all of these different things that we feel, they stem really from envy. And they're very dangerous. That's why one of the commandments is, thou shalt not covet. It's because it eats away at your soul. And it's a trap. It's one of those lower energies that, you know, the beasties like to feed upon, and to keep us off our paths, because we can, in fact, I have a very sad story. I had a friend years ago, and one of my friends, believe me, most of us can look at her and say, what the heck? This woman can do it all, has it all, and she's amazing. I mean, her home is beautiful, her children are amazing, you know, I'm sure she has her problems, but, you know, she just really, she's just a wonderful person, and I love her, but we would have lunch with another woman, and we always felt guilty because I don't think we picked up on this. She would always be asking us how we do it. She was a very well-respected teacher at the nursing school, and she would always ask us, how do you do it? And for me, I was always I didn't pick up on it because I was always laughing at myself saying, well, I don't. I don't know how I get through my day. You know, at that time, I had all kinds of things going on with my kids. I had just moved. You know, I felt totally a mess. You know, I'd moved several times, so and I'm not the greatest housekeeper, you know, so I always felt like I was, you know, always in disastrous mode. But the other friend, of course, always represented someone who was very centered and able to, she just has great executive functioning skills. And so I didn't realize that this friend had put us both in the same category. We didn't realize that she was in trouble. And we had scheduled every month we would get, or every couple of weeks we'd get together for lunch, and we had scheduled a lunch, and she didn't show up. And we found out that day that she had taken her life. And that was so shocking. She left two beautiful children. I did, because I saw it, you know, from my perspective, I was thinking, boy, you know, I know how she feels. You're looking at this other person and you're saying, wow, I can't do what you do. But we all have to do things the way we do them. And if you look behind anyone's doors, you know, you're going to find their own pain and their own issues. And everybody has their own path. And this was so, so tragic. And I know that if one of you in the audience, you know, learns from this, then I'm sure one of the reasons that I knew her, it was only a short time. And I was all excited because I was making new friends. She didn't understand her value at that time, even to me, because I was new to a whole new community. And I was, you know, all of us sometimes feel like, how do we make friends? We're so different. And we have all of our own self-esteem issues. And she didn't understand how many people really loved her and what she was contributing to this world. So those are very sad stories. So we need to not allow ourselves to measure ourselves by what we see in other people. That's projection. And that's the lesson of envy. You know, where it fits in with the seven lessons. So that's only one card in this deck. Think of what you can learn from this when you are doing it for yourself. And even without a little booklet, God is telling you a story. And if you're objective and you really look at yourself, even if you think, well, that was in my past, anything that's been on your soul path is there. And you can look at it as something you've learned, or you can look at it as something that can always return because you're human. And these things are part of our journey. and they can always, you know, there are vulnerabilities that each of us have. And our job is to be able to reframe and stay in a balanced, positive state of mind so that we can be at God's service and we can be at service to ourselves and to others. You're all quiet out there, but that's okay. 888-815-9756. I know one of you is going to call at 10 minutes to the end of the hour. One of you is just going to be saying, yes, now I have to call because I'm running out of time. We've got 20 minutes now, so if you have the inclination, give me a call. I'm going to pull a second card from the deck. And, oh, my, there's actually, wow, I don't think we'll get to them all tonight, but there's also actually seven. One was hiding. So the next card is to tend your garden. Now, I always, sometimes for some people that's literal, because we all need to reconnect with nature and reconnect with the messages that nature gives us. We have forgotten that the earth itself can communicate to us and heal us. And instead of, yes, we are doing things that may be destroying the earth, but rather than constantly berating ourselves as a people, maybe if we become friends with the earth and start as one person to one flower, one person to one tree, one person to just some, literally some dirt, we can see that we're not the enemy. And that we can have a symbiotic healing relationship with being connected to another one of God's creatures. You know, plants, sand, bugs, all of it is a universe in itself, and it has a great deal to teach us about our own way of living, because everything in nature helps everything else. Whether it's, you know, the bees pollinating the flowers, whether it's the worms aerating the soil, it's a very beautiful lesson for us to learn about how we should be behaving toward one another. And the tend your garden is also, we plant seeds of ideas and we make promises and we put energy outward, but as humans, we also become easily bored. So we have relationships that we just take for granted. We have children that we take for granted in that we take care of their needs, but we don't connect to who they are. We don't really see them. We don't listen to them. And we don't ask the right questions. And we mostly try to control their behavior by commands and by structure because we want our lives to be orderly. Well, life isn't orderly. It just isn't. We have to go with what we are given. So we thank you, Jim. I see that you're on the line. And where are you from?
Yes, hi, Deborah. I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Oh, wonderful. I bet your gardens are starting to look nice.
Yeah, we're having great weather, and it's still, like, on the cool side. It's quite beautiful, so it's been a nice spring down here, too, all over Florida.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Do you have a comment or a question?
Maybe all of the above. I wonder if you could give me some guidance on what direction I'm heading, because it's been a few years after my divorce, and I needed that time to straighten out some things or whatever, but I'm just wondering how I get on a different path to maybe meet somebody who I could continue on with. It's been a lot of time to rebuild and stuff. I'm wondering where I'm heading or what I should be doing differently.
time is time. It's good that you're open to it now, and that, you know, if you're opening the space for it, then the universe can provide. But I'm getting a very interesting thing for you, even before you ask the question. Now, you have a day job, correct?
Yes, part-time, kind of. Nothing too time-consuming, yeah.
But you have a job that is keeping you supported?
Yeah. I'm going to be leaving that job in a week or two and heading back up north to Eastern Canada for the summer, so I was just down here for 6 months.
Okay, so it's not, all right, because I was told by Spirit that you might enjoy learning numerology, that there may be some interesting challenge and answers for you. Would that interest you at all? Are you kind of a mathematical type person? Could you handle working with numbers and...
Well, it's funny you say that because I was I've been studying this quite closely, trying to find the right match through numerology, and people around my job, I've been kind of teaching them about it, and they've been interested, and I kind of blended in with Chinese astrology. So, you know, I'm an 8 life path. 8s have a lot to do with me. And I'm trying to find a 4 or a 2 who's a rooster or an ox. And I'm just not going to make this same mistake again. So I give a lot of credit and I pay a lot of attention to these numbers and stuff. And I do some trading. And I pay a lot of attention to Fibonacci numbers and these ratios. So I'm kind of all about, I know the power of numbers. So it's funny you mentioned that.
Well, of course, it's not funny. It's just Spirit trying to give you a message that you actually should learn all you can, and you could create a practice of doing numerology for people, which may actually lead you to meet someone because you would be connecting also with like-minded people. I see you joining some kind of group, getting into more spiritually inclined groups, metaphysical groups, but don't, even though you know the numbers, let the universe send you a mate. Don't think about the numbers because you... Only work with what you feel, because when you meet this person, you're just going to feel it, and it's going to be like you know her. And it could be that the numbers will be right, but don't, you know, it's like you're already saying, I don't want to make the same mistake again. If you're focusing on the mistake, that's already putting a negative spin on a new relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you see? Well, you're just also, your heart's hurt. So one of the things you need to do is to put spiritual closure on the other relationship. Do a visualization exercise with Archangel Michael and ask Archangel Michael, because it's almost like you must have had some kind of war with that divorce, feeling like it was contentious, very painful for you. And I feel like if you did a visualization with Archangel Michael and asked him to literally take his sword and cut all of these ties, even if you don't think it's present day pain, it's still, we have little tentacles of our experiences that stick to us. Literally ask him to cut them. And then when you go to Canada, you'll go with a much freer heart and soul, and you'll notice the difference.
Yes. And so just visualize closure and stuff and kind of close out those old energy ties and try to clear them up because obviously I haven't been doing a good job of it. So enough is enough.
No. Take that away. I don't want to hear you say anything bad about yourself. We don't even know that these tentacles exist because they're on such a deep level, and you need to now just take in love Archangel is a warrior who's on your side. He's got your back. And even if you, you know, go online and get a depiction of him, I mean, everybody's drawn pictures of what he looks like, and literally visualize, not you doing it, but you could picture yourself with him, and the two of you just going like crazy, like, yay, cut, 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 I'm free, I can be free to love again. But I don't want you to say anything bad about yourself. You're fine, you're perfect, and you're loved.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So that's what I need
spoken.
To focus on. Yes. Okay. So that numerology.
Yeah,
you
and
really
if you're
going to
have
career coming,
but definitely.
In?
Yes. It could be, you know, like a sideline. You have some real talent for it, and you know, just remember to shield yourself from other people's energies. Use sage spray, but you will enjoy doing it, and that could be the next phase for you. And where in Canada will you be?
It'll be Eastern Canada, Nova Scotia. So.
Oh, beautiful.
So, yeah, you know, I grew up there, but I left for a long time, and I went back home last summer. And it just kind of, I just appreciated it more and enjoyed the weather and got back with my family. So it was better than I thought. So I figured, you know, I might as well just keep doing that till I figure out what to do, because I don't like the hot weather anymore in Florida. And, you know, so I think the energy is different up there for me. Yeah.
So, I'm seeing major green light with that. You're going to have a wonderful, beautiful time. I'm just seeing the most beautiful scenery in my mind's eye. So just take it all in and just, you know, you've got a great stage of life coming. Just be blessed and be happy. And
okay,
keep tuning in to
Soul
Odyssey Radio.
Okay, Deborah, I will. Thanks for your time, and I appreciate how you made me feel. I feel great. Thank you so much. Good night.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Okay. Good night. And yay! I love doing these calls. Getting back now to the cards, I'm going to choose another one because we're getting close to the end of our hour. We have about 10 more minutes. One of you could sneak in a call, or we could just go back to the card spread. The next card we got is called Imagine. And that's a really good card for all of us. And that is to let our minds go, let our minds travel and see only the possibilities and not automatically see the impossibilities. Because we are entering a new phase in the universe, and we're all starting to reconnect with our gifts. And, you know, God is guiding us. The universe is guiding us. So even though some things, and I'm not telling everybody, go quit your job, go live in a teepee and, you know, blah, blah, blah. We have to be realistic. We live on this planet. We have to find, you know, ways of surviving and working. We need to help each other more. We need to want less so that we have more without as much aggravation. We need to stop being competitive about material types of things, because being more simplified is certainly a better way to go. For everyone's health and well-being, you know, get back to the basics. But imagine, see the world as you want it to be, and see the answers that come into your life when you do that. You know, we often are not fully acquainted with who we are and what we really want, because who we are and what we really want most often corresponds directly with, you know, with God's choices for us or direction for us. It's authentic. And so that's what we need to be looking at. So I'm going to sneak in one last card because we are almost at the end. And the last card for the evening is self. The whole process of Soul Odyssey is to find self. That is your greatest power. That is your greatest gift to the universe, is to connect to who you really are. Okay, we've got maybe 1 minute for Deborah from Illinois. What can I do for you?
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize it was so close to the end. I had called 2 or 3 weeks ago about when you're talking about worrying, and you had said when I wake up in the middle of the night to try and trust in the fact that everything's gonna, you know, turn out okay. And then it was kind of strange because a couple days later somebody came over and she had somebody with her who I didn't know, and she didn't actually know this lady very well either. And she told me that she felt spirits here and that they liked us and they were glad that we were here. And she asked if anything strange had ever happened and or unexplainable. And actually there are things that happen a lot that are unexplainable, but they're always happy. So we're constantly saying we're so lucky. So.
Well, you might. Do you get? Are you awakened at around 3?
Yes.
Okay. You may, because you're sensitive, you may be sensing their movement and energy at about 3. And do you have any animals, like a dog?
Uh-huh.
Does your dog bark at around 3?
No, but I have a dog that usually gets off the bed. She jumps off the bed.
At around 3?
Uh-huh.
All right. That's because, you know, I certainly would agree that you have friends in your home. That's the time that the veil is the thinnest. And so if there's like a little portal for them, it's easier for them to manifest. And, of course, animals see them and they're sensitive to them. Personally, and we can talk about this, call in next week because I will need to end for the evening, or contact me through my website, soul-odyssey.com. But frankly, I think it's time that even though we're happy and we like our visitors, that they really need to be moving on. Right now is a shift in energy, and they should be in the astral plane, and they're in between. And in fact, they should be going past the astral plane into the next dimension, where they continue their soul journey. So it's nice that they're there, but they are waking you up, and they really need to raise their density to a higher level of energy, because it's sort of like we're getting a little congested here. Does that make any sense?
Uh-huh.
It's nice that they're there and that they're nice spirits, but it's important for us to make them aware that they really should be somewhere else. And so we can talk about how to do that, and maybe I'll devote another show. I spoke about ghost spirits and the spiritual path last week, but it certainly should be revisited. And we can talk about how you can very graciously, with me as like a healer, and we don't cross people over, but we can talk to them and ask them, and if they're ready, we can call upon God and the archangels to help them go into the light. And even though we'll miss them, it's really better for everybody. We've got to get them to move on their soul odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help?
Okay.
Are you going to miss them?
What?
Will you miss them?
Yeah.
you can coexist, but just keep in mind that it is better for all souls to continue their journey. And, you know, we are doing them a blessing by helping them to notice that. But mm-hmm. for now, if it's 3 o'clock, it's definitely them.
Okay.
And if you want to learn more about how you can connect, et cetera, then, you know, give me a call another time or check or contact me through my website.
Okay.
And you sound perky, so I hope you're not worrying as much.
No. Yeah.
Okay, so they're going to cut me off if I don't end the show.
Okay.
But God bless you, and I hope to hear from you again soon.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, this is another show of Soul Odyssey Radio, and we're coming to the end of our hour. I truly enjoy your questions, but I hope that you'll call a little earlier next time so I can give you a full answer. So check in next week. And have a wonderful, blessed week. Night-night.